We are daf samaches on the base. We read a member of Rabbi Lozor. Rabbi Lozor had said that the chiyuv of mechire by gneve is dafke after yish dumye de tviche. Just like by tviche is a hanu maisov, so by mechire also it has to be a hanu maisov, and a hanu maisov is only after yish. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Lozor, Gneve benefesh teichiyach, she'ein yush bailim v'chayiv. So Rabbi Yochanan said, we could learn out from Gneve benefesh. It is very interesting. There are two parshiyas in the Torah that speak about a ganav who is chayiv when he sells the dovah hanignov. There's the parsha of Gnevi Sher Veseh, Mochar, so you pay Dalet Vehei. And then there's a din of Gnevi Sodom, Vishama Boyu Mochoroi, Vishayim Mise. So these are two, there are two parshas of Gnevi that in order to become Mechuyev, you need a Mechire. So Rabbi Yochanan said, just like by Gnevi Benefesh, there you don't say Ahanu Maisov, because Sutrashi Gneva Benefesh, Agoina Nefesh and Machoroi, Ein Kan Yush, Shein Odom Misyayish Alatzmoi. So the Mechire that the Ganav makes doesn't accomplish anything. Brachmona chayve, afal gab, the loya hanu maisov, and there's a chiyev even though loya hanu maisov. So memele, so we learn out gnevis, shevisev, from gneva benefesh. Just like by gneva benefesh, you are chayev even though loya hanu maisov, so adin, gnevis, shevisev. Let us see Taisvis, Gneva Benefesh Teichiach. Vim Taima, Gneva Benefesh Shani, Dloy Iskish Litviche, Hatzustel. Here, Rabbi Lozor had said, it says, V'tovach umocha, T'vochi emechore, Ma Tviche Dahanu Maisov, Af Mechire Dahanu Maisov. So here we have a limud, it needs Dumya de Tviche, Gneva Benefesh, I don't have a limud. So how can you compare Gneva Sher Veseh to Gneva Benefesh. V'yeshloime d'ochinami lo'y iskish l'tviche. There's also no hekish to tviche. Elo b'loye keshe yalef lo mitviche. Olochi kama Rabbi Yochanan da'adarabe islan l'meilef mechire mi mechire. So I heard the Magoin Radon Nagarish Shlita, he said that what Taisva says is no hekish, because it says Utvochoi Oy Mechoroi. So there's an Oy that's Mapsik. So there's no hekish. So now Rabbi Yochanan Tainet as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Tainet, if you want to know the Tzure of Mechire, what is the case of Mechire? So Rabbi Yochanan says, so don't learn out from another Mechayev of Tviche. Tviche is also Mechayev of Dalet Vei. God the Mechayev of Tviche is a Hanu Maisov. So, but the Tzura of Mechire, we see by Gneve Benefesh. And there, the Mechire of Gneve Benefesh is Lo Yahani Maisov. So Mistame, the Mechayev of Mechire by Sher Veseh is also Lo Yahani Maisov. Mehechi Teisei, there should be a difference between these two inyonim. Both are Achiv Gneve Im Mechire. I was thinking, we had a din that by, this was a Barai, so he was speaking of Meroim, Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a Hekish, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's preferable one should learn out Gneva Migneva, Gneva, 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 Gneva Shervasef, Gnevis Odom. We had a Baraisa though, the Baraisa said that ma tviche sheine chizeres, af mechire sheine chizeres, and the Gemara said that means there was a mechire lamed yoim, you're not chayim. Now, this is no machlokes in this, because this is a baraisa. So here, we zicha learn out from tviche. Here we zicha learn out from tviche. So what would be the din by Gneva Benefesh if we'll sell them for 30 days? What will be the din over there? So it could be that Gneva Benefesh could be you are chayiv, if you're mechira for 30 days, could be you also chayiv. Because this is the prote halochis in the chiyuv of Dalet Vehei. The prote halochis, I learned out, just like tviche is eine chayzeres, that you chayiv Dalet Vehei, it's not a mechira sheinich. So these are prote halochis in Dalet Vehei. Rabbi Yochanan said, the ikir tzura of mechira, you should learn out from Gneva Benefesh. That's because that's what Mechira means. Does Mechira means it works or it doesn't work? That you can learn out. But the Prote Halochis of Dalet Vehei could be a different than Gneva Benefesh. So therefore, Gneva Benefesh, the Halochis could be over there if it was only sold for Lamed Yoim. He's not chayiv, because that I learned out from Tviche. Mashen can, by Gnevis Behemah, but by Gnevis Adam, could be there, you would be chayiv. Or maybe you learn out Gnevis Adam from Gnevis Behemah. I don't know, klo. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mechlal, the Sava Rabbi Yochanan, lifnei Yishchai. So we see Rabbi Yochanan holds. That there's a chiyuv of mechira lifnei yush, even though lo yahani ma'isov, you're chayiv. Frag the Gemara, la'acha yush ma'i. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold la'acha yush? Is there a chiyuv by Dalet Vehei la'acha yush? Or does Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rav, the la'acha yush, there's no yush koni, legamri, and there's no chiyuv whatsoever of Dalvei Lacha Yish, because Shalai Yomaycha. So the Gemara says as follows, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yechayiv. He doesn't hold like Rav, that Yish Koni in Shalai Yomaycha. Rish Lakish Amar Potter. Rish Lakish holds Yepot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Chiyuve Bein Lifnei Yish. Bein Liacha Yish. He holds as a chiyuv lifnei yush lo yahani ma'isav and ben lacha yish because yish is in kainen. Rish Lakish amar poter chiyuvei lifnei yush who aval lacha yush kone b'shaloyu tebeach b'shaloyu moicha. So here we have machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Let us see Tosfos. Rabbi Yochanan sova chiyuvei ben lifnei yush Bein la'acha yush. Taima, so Taisa says, in Alocha we have a problem. The Lachayre Kaimalon, we have a machlokes between Rab and Rabbi Yosef, if yush is koine, if yush is not koine. Rab holds yush is koine, Rabbi Yosef holds yush is not koine. And we paskin, we have a klal, Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef, Alocha ki Rabbe. So we should paskin that yush is koine. L'chayre kaimelon kerabe, the yush kedikoni. B'kaimelon, and we have here now machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if chiyuvei la'acha yush, Rabbi Yochanan holds chiyuvei la'acha yush, and we have a klal, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, halachi kerabi Yochanan. B'kaimelon kerabi Yochanan, gabi Reish Lakish, b'chiyuvei av la'acha yush. So now this is a stira. So now these two halachas are saisa one the other. If we hold yush is koine, so mamele can be chiyuvei la'acha yush because shalai yomaycha. Mamai chayev acha yush kim di yush koni shalai yotaveach v'shalai yomaycha. Now this kash is only shvatosis l'shitose. We had mentioned according to The Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam says that Rabbi Yechon also is Yishus Koine. But for Pekin, there's a Gzeres HaKosov that Yochayev after Yish, because you know, perhaps Yish is not Koine Lagamri, so you don't have too much of a problem. It's only Rav and Reish Lakish who say that the Kinyan Yish is a Kinyan Gomor that is not Chiyuv Dalad Vei. There's a Merdike Teretz from the Rosh. The Rosh is a beautiful Teretz. The Rosh says, Rabbi holds Yishus Koine, but Rabbi himself was Mesupik if Yishus Koine Minatera Midarabola. That Rabbi didn't know. Rabbi said Yishus Koine, but didn't know Minatera Midarabola. So Memele, so the Rosh says beautifully, he says like this, we have Machlekes of Yechna Reish Lakish, if the Chiyiv Mechire is La'acha Yish. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Chiyuv Mechir is Lacha Yish. So you see, min ha-toyre Yish isn't koine. Because Rabbi Yochanan is Lacha Shalacha Rabbi Yochanan. That what Rabbi says, Yish is koine, but mit der Rabbono. So mit der Rabbono Yish is koine. Min ha-toyre Yish is not koine. In Shalom HaYisrael. That's the achro of the Rosh, and there's no stire from all our klolim. The Ebsh, we are slim and the Ebsh, like Kamel and Leike Rabba, Leike Rabbi Yechanan, the Kamel and Roy Nechleku, Bishne Eilu Advorim, this Machleikis involves a multitude of Amiroim. So, Mamela, we don't have our Klolim anymore, so could be the problem is not to Gefella. Bekitzer, we have a Machleikis, Rabbi Yechanan, Andrei Shlokish, the Zachiv of Dalet Vehei after Yish, Rabbi Yechon says, the Zachiv, Pashas, because Rabbi Yechon knows Yish like Kani, the Shlokish holds, there's no Chiv, because he holds Yish is Kani. Eisvei, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokish, we learned, Gona Vehigdish, Agamev stole, and then he was Magdish, Vacharkach Tovach, and later he was Tedeach, is Mishalem Tashlume Keifel, Veinim Mishalem Tashlume Abo V'Chamisha. There's no Tashlume Abo V'Chamisha because there was a Tvicha and Hegdish. We'll see in Rashi exactly why there's no Chiyuv and Nichsei Hegdish. But Al Kaponim, there's no Chiyuv and Tepei Dalvei and Nichsei Hegdish. Amos. So now, Rabbi Yechanan asked, when was this Ganev Magdish the Bain? Elaim Alifne Yush, he was Magdishit before Yush Mikodish. So he can't be Magdishit. The Ishki Yagdish is Beishe Kodish Omarachmonim, Abeise Shaloi, Avkol Shaloi. So Memele, you need Shaloi. So before Yush, Yizicha can be Magdishit. El Abshita Lacha Yush. So it has to be speaking about who was Yush. And some of the Hegdish comes about with Yush, Shini Rishus, Yush, Shini Hashem. The time of the Hegdish. And the whole reason is Potter von Dalet Vey, Gona the Hegdish is Potter von Dalet Vey. Who then in Misham Tashlumi Abobah Hamisha? The Hikotovach, the Hegdish Kotovach, and there's no Chiyav Dalet Vey by Hegdish. Avoloi Higdish, but it would seem, what if he wouldn't be Magdish? Is Tovach Mishalem Tashlume Abo Bechamisha after Yush. Bisalke Daitach Yush Koine, Amai Mishalem, Shaloi Tabeach, Shaloi Umoicha. So this was the Kasha that Rabbi Yechanan asked on Reish Lakish. Here it says the whole reason that he's Potter to pay Dalet Vehei is because it was Hegdish, and Al Kochach, it became Hegdish after Yush, but Afal Pikein, the Ganef, would be Chayv to pay Dalet Vehei if he wasn't Magdish. So you see clearly that Yush is not Koin. Zot Rashi, Gona Vehegdish, Mishalim, Gona Vigdish Mishalim Kefil, Labailim. Veinim Mishalim Dalet Vehei. Doki Tovach, the Hegdish Tovach. So what's the problem of your Shechter Hekdish? Re'eyu Amar Rachmone Yishalem Shnaim L'Re'eyu V'loy L'Hekdish. Kefil, there's a din, you don't pay Kefil to Hekdish. Yishalem Shnaim Kefil L'Re'eyu. But to Hekdish, you don't pay Kefil. V'kimen depotre mi Kefil. So since on Hekdish you put it from Kefil, Sula mechayev betvicha mechira. So there's no chiv of tvicha mechira. The tashlume arbo v'chamisha omar rachmone. V'lo yishloi sheva arbo. You need a tashlume of dalet v'hei. V'chi matlis kefo minayu. And if you deduct the kefo, because you don't pay kefo to hegdish. V'lo yishloi sheva arbo. Now this is a merdike Rashi. He says, Rashi had a problem. Why don't you pay Dalet V'hei to Hekdish? So Rashi said, because you don't pay Kefil to Hekdish. There's no Miyat on Dalet V'hei. There's a Miyat on Kefil. Don't pay Kefil to Hekdish. And Kefil is a chelik of the Tashlumi Dalet V'hei. So there's no tashlumim of gimel v'dalet, and since you don't pay kefil to hegdish, so it only end up paying gimel v'dalet. There's no such tashlumim of gimel v'dalet, so that's why you put it to pay. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua kasha, but here he's paying kefil. He's paying kefil to the bailam. As I stated, it says gonav v'hegdish, he stole a behemah from Reuven. Then there was Yish, and then he was Magdishit, the Ganav was Magdishit, and then the Ganav was Tebeyach. It was Mishalem Tashlume Kefil, so he pays Kefil to the Bailim for the Maisik Neve. So Kefil was being paid already. So now Rashi, it would seem, Be'etzem, Gimel V'Dalet, you could be Mechayev to Hekdish also. But the problem is, it's Dalet V'Hei, V'Lei Gimel V'Dalet. So here it's going to be Dalet V'Hei, because you have here, the Kefil is being paid to the Bailam, so you have here Dalet V'Hei. This Kasha, the Pnei Yeshua asks. And because of this kasha, the Pnei Yeshua answers as follows. He says, Rashi doesn't mean in this case. Rashi means, if a person will steal a behemah of Hekdish, will he pay Dalet any shechs? Will he pay Dalet V'hei? No. He won't pay Dalet V'hei because it's Gimel V'Dalet V'lei Dalet V'hei. So now this is a gilui that there's no din tashlumi Dalet V'hei to Hekdish. I figured it out because if I steal from Hekdish, I won't pay Dalet V'hei for the Tvicha Mechira. How do I figure this out? Because you never pay Kefil to Hekdish, so Memele. So Al-Kolchoch, this Amiut of Dalet V'hei. Not because it's Gimel V'Dalet. That means, that's the Oifan Alimut. That means if I steal from Hekdish and I shecht it, I'm potter to pay. So the oifen alimut, how do I know I'm potter to pay? Because since you don't pay kefil, don't pay gibel v'dalet. But the sibis haptur is because on Hekdish is not such chiyah. And Hekdish you don't pay for tvicha mechiyah. That's the sibis achiyah. Not the gibel v'dalet is the sibis achiyah. The Sibis Achiv is only a Gilui. That is no Chiv Gimel. There's no Chiv Tvicha Mechira for Hekdish. So over here, even though he ends up paying Kefil to the Bailam, but to Hekdish you don't pay Dalet V'hei. That's out of Pnei Yeshua wants to say Pshat. The Gedulei Shmuel says a very, very interesting Pshat. Perhaps a very Gishmak Pshat. He says as follows. The Gedulei Shmuel says, Amor de Kizach, if I stole a behemah from Reuven, I'm chayiv kefil. Right? I'm chayiv kefil to Reuven. Now, Reuven was miyayish, and I magdish it, so now it belongs to Hekdish. Fine. Now, with Reuben, it's finished already. That means, okay, it's a shayla, I should be mechuyev, palavay, to Reuben for the hegdish, that we'll see later. Okay, but let's not go into that. But al kaponim, it's not Reuben's anymore. Now it belongs to hegdish. It was yish v'shini v'shush, yish v'shini Hashem, ois Reuben. Now I have a new bailim, hegdish. So let us afilu assume that the tvich is a new maisa gneiva. Let us assume the tvich is a new maisa gneiva. There was, when it belonged to Reuben, I stole it from Reuben. So I'm going to pay kefil to Reuben. Now, after the yush in Shin Rishus, it doesn't belong to Reuben anymore. It belongs now to Hegdish. When I shech the baim is a new maisa gneiva from a new bailim. This is a new bailim. It's a new maisa gneiva. And I'm God the same ganes, but the two distinct maisa gneivas. I stole it from Reuben, and now I was makna to Hegdish. So it's no more Reuben's. Reuben is out of the picture already. Now it belongs to Hegdish. Make believe a new ganes will steal it from Hegdish. So he stole it from Hegdish. Does he pay kefil to Hegdish? No. Because Reiv Leishol Hegdish. Will he pay Dalet V'hei to Hegdish? No, you don't pay Dalet V'hei because it's Dalet Reiv Leishol Hegdish. So what's gate Meron that this is the same Ghana, but it's a new Maisig Neve? It's a new Maisig Neve. What does the Kefil that I paid to the previous Maisig Neve, for the previous Maisig Neve, to Reuven, what does that Kefil ever Shaykh is to the Dalet V'hei of Hegdish? This is a new Bailim, a new Maisig Neve. So in order to pay Dalet V'hei, I have to owe Hegdish Kefil. And since I never owe Hegdish Kefil, so there's no chiyuv of Gimel V'dalet. That's how the Gedolei Shmuel says Pshat in this Rashi. So it's Bechlal, it's not Shver to be Metzarev, the Kefil that he owes to Reuven, to the Gimel V'dalet that he owes to Hegdish. Aber bekitzer, we have a Mordeke Kashe, a Biechnes, a Shlokish, a Kashe, it's a Donner V'Hegdish. It's only speaking about after Yush, and after Yush, so you say there's no chiyuv of dalet v'hei. Shaloi yotaveich. It's his. It became his. Amalei. So let's go back to the Gemara. So Shlokish told him a name fault. Hoche b'mayaskinin kegoin shigdishu bailim biyad gan. I got news for you. It's talking about before Yush. Talking about before Yish, the Bailam was never Miyayish. And after the Ganav stole it, so the Nignav was Magdishit. So it became Hegdish not through the Ganav. You had a problem. If the Ganav made it Hegdish, they can only make it Hegdish after Yish. And if Yish is Koinus, so he's part of Andalva. I got news for you. The Ganav was a Magdishit. The Nignav was Magdishit. So Mamela, talking about before Yush, the Nigdav was Magdashit. So Mamela, so there's no problem whatsoever. It's not as, now theoretically there'd be a Chiyuv of to Hegdish, but since it's Mubadal, Vodal Vahay, Alvay Vlagim Mubadal, that's why you put it to pay. So Hegdish Gemara and Shulvik, that's a very Elish Einfeld that is speaking about that the Nigdav was Magdashit. Befragte Gemore, Umi Kodesh? Can the Nignav be Magdashit after it's stolen? For Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Gezel, Veloy Nishyayshu Abailam, what happens if a Ganav steals something, and the Bailam were not Miyayish? So Rabbi Yochanan said, Shneyem Einon Yechaylam Lahagdish. The Nigzel can't be Magdish, and the Gazlan can't be Magdish. The Gazlan can't be Magdish because it's not his. And the Nigzel can't be Magdish because since it's stolen, so it's not Bershusoi. So if it's not Bershusoi, you can't be Magdish something that's not in your issues. Now, let us just mentioned there are two mahalchim. What is the taichene b'shusai? Just to understand a little bit. There are two mahalchim. why is Gzeila called Einei Bushusai? So the Baal HaMoer learns that it's called Einei Bushusai because it's Einei Bushlitosai. Bushusai means Shlitosai, you have to have Shlita over it. If something is stolen, so it's not Tacha Shlitosai, it's by the Gazlan, he can't do anything with it. That's why it's called Einei Bushusai. The Ramban Bachsimer learns that it's called Einei Bushusai because the Gazlan possesses certain kinyonim. The Dover HaGozel is these kinyonic zeile make it Einei Bushusai. Fine. But Al Kalponim, we have a memra of Rabbi Yochanan that a Dover that is Gozel, the Nigzel can be Magdishit, even though it still is, but it's Einei Bushusai. So what is Reish Lakish telling me over here? That Gona Vehigdish means that the Nigzal was Magdish. The Nigzal was Magdish. I got news for you. The Nigzal can't be Magdish. It's stolen. It's Einei Bushusai. Can't be Magdish. Omri. So Reish Lakish answered, Hu da Omar Kitzmuyin. That Reish Lakish said that this Mishneh Gona Vehigdish is speaking about, is going according to the Tznuyim. And the Tznuyim hold that one can be Magdish something even though it's not Bushusai. So Memele, you have a member of Rabbi Yochanan, that's true. Rabbi Yochanan said like this, could be others also like this, but the Tznuyim hold, if it's yours, you could be Magdish it, even though it is not Bushusai. Where do we see this from the Tznuyim? If not, we learned a Mishnah, Hatznuyim meinichin es hamois, v'oimrim kol hanilkat mizeh, yeimachulol al hamois ha'elo. Now let us see Rashi. Shigdishu bailim, the bailim wa magdish, uloilam lifne yush, so my male is speaking about for yush, and that's why the ganav would be chayim, theoretically. I said the Gemara says the nigdav can't be magdish. Who the Amar Reish Lakish the tirtzok shehigdishu bailem sovelok etznuim tamrina lekama bekerem ravai amoyo de kemaise kerem ravai there was tznuim. Tznuim are chasidim. But let's just tell over the story what happened. The tznuim, these chassidim had a kerem of Ravai. Now, there were ganovim that used to come and pass by their kerem, and they helped themselves. Now, what bothered the tznuyim was not the gezel shaboy, that didn't bother them too much, but bothered them, these ganovim are eating Ravai, chutzli rishalayim. That bothered them, shreklach, remember? Eating it chutzli rishalayim. So what did the Tznuyim do? So the Tznuyim went, they were machalol the Anovim. They said, kol hanilkot, whatever was picked today, should become machulol on this money. Baruch Hashem. So they're not eating revai chusil rishalayim. But kan shoyel aben, kan shoyel that fine. The tzadikim, chasidim, gebaldik, but they, how could they be machalol something that is not bershusam? That means they were machalol it after it was stolen. They said, kol hanilkat, whatever was stolen today, I'm machalol now on this money. So the machalol it after was stolen. So lechayre, it's not bershusam. And we'll learn the pashtas before we see this Rashi. Before we'll see Taisvis, what the Pashtus is, that just like by Hegdish, if you don't have complete control, Shlita over the Chafetz, you cannot be Magdishit. Dovo Shainei Peshuso, you cannot be Magdishit. Hu Adin Hakno, you can't be Magnet. Hu Adin Hefke, you can't be Mafkirit. Hu Adin Chilul, you can't be Machalolit. That means every pu'ula that needs a koyach of a bailim to do it, I'm only considered a bailim if the dava is bershusai bishlitasai. If the thing is not in my under in my rishus, I don't have shlita over the thing. So this is a klishus in my bailis. So I'm not required to sell it, to be magdish it, to be mafkit, and to be mechalal it. And so what did the tznuyim do? The tznuyim were mechalal et kol al nilkot, the kerem revai that was stolen from them. So they were mechalal it. They were mechalal it after it was stolen. So how could they do such a thing? Is a raya the tznuyim hold that is not necessary to make, in order to make a chalois on something, that it should be bershusai. Afilu, it's not bershusai, you can also make a chalois. So memela, Rish Lakish is going according to the tznuyim, this Mishnah is going according to the tznuyim, and the nigda was magnishit, it's not bershusai, so it's not bershusai. So yet, all our problems are solved. So memela, that pshat, gonav. Gonav, the Ganav stole, the Higdish, and the Nigda was Magdishit, and then Tavach, the Ganav was Tevechit, so he's part of a Dalad Vey, because there's not in Teshlumi Dalad Vey Lagdish. And if not, they would pay back a Dalad Vey, because, but the Higdish is Chal, and there's no Yish over here, so everything is Chal. Now let us see Rashi in the Veinik. So we look at Tznin, the Mrina Lekamon, Bekerem Ravai, at Tznin Menichen Mois, B'nei Hus Tznuim, B'nei Odom Chasidim, Sheroitzim Lesalik Yedei Kol Odom in Aveira. They want to make sure every Yid should not have an Aveira, even a Ganef should not have an Aveira. Sheyesh Lam Kerem Ravai, Fechoshish in Shema Oichlem Mimeno Oivrei Drochim, B'loi Pidyin, So they made the pidyon. Menichen mois va'imrim kol anilkat mizeh kol ma shelokto bnei yodam hayoyim mikan, whatever was nilkat today, yehei mechulo, so now mechalal. Alma afal gav deleisei birshusayu mifrek, it's nifde. Now, between you and me, Rashi should have ended already. We'll understand Rashi very good. That just like we said on Hegdish, it has to be yours in order to be Magdish. By Mecher, it has to be yours in order to sell. By Hefke, it has to be not only yours, it has to be Shuscha also in order to be Mafke. So it should be Bershuscha in order to be Mechalo. And if they hold that it's the chilul is chal, even though it's not bershusai, so you see, you don't need bershusai for chilul. So Rashi should have stopped over here. Alma afogav the lesser bershusai or mifrik, and mifrik is azayvi mecha, azayvi hegdish. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says v'tofes lohu lemois b'kedusha. And Rashi says the mois becomes kodesh. So kan sheila ben, and the mois is b'chal no problem. The mois is a my reshus. The problem is l'chayre the chilul of the kerem revai. So all of a sudden Rashi seems to be saying if it's b'tovusul about the mois b'kedusha, that is not the problem. The problem is the chilul of the Kerem Ravai. So it seems from Rashi, Achsmid is Achsam Sofer that says this, it seems from Rashi that the Maise Chilu is like I'm being Makne, the Kedusha, or I'm being Matfis, the Kedusha, on my Kerem Ravai, on the Mois. Chilu works, not Chilu just takes off Kedusha. The gather of Chilul is that the Baal HaPeiros is Matfis, the Kedusha, that is Mutal on his Kerem Ravai on the Mois. So it's like he's Matfis, the Kedusha. Now, his matvis the kedusha on something that's einoi b'rishusoi. So that's why Rashi was medame. That's why Rashi had to say the tofes lo lemois b'kedusha. That means the whole chilul comes about that your matvis the kedusha, which is on the kerem revai, that it should be nitvas on the mois. And if the Kerem Revai is not Vishuscha, you shouldn't be able to be Matvis this Kedusha, just like you can be Magdish Adov Hashem Vishuscha, can be Matvis the Kedusha on it to something else. Is a Raya that they hold is no Chasor on Abayna Vishus. Now let us see Taisvis. Who the Oma Kitznoi? So, Reish Lakish holds like the Tznuim. That means you have a problem. How could the Nigna be Magdish the Behemah? He holds like the Tznuim, and you can be Magdish something that's not Toshuscha. The Imtaima, but Tznuim Mechalalim Af Achayush, like Taisvis, the Tznuim are Mechalal after Yush. The Stam Gneva Aviyush Pailam Kerabon and the Rav Shimon. So let's get things in the right perspective, Ektaisvis. You're learning, you hold like the Tznuim. Gevaldik, there's no problem of any Bashusai. But let me ask you, Reish Lakish, a pertinent question. The Tznuim are Machalol after the after Yush, because Stam Gneva Yush Pailam. So to who, according to you, Reish Lakish, who does the Kerem Revai belong to? So Reish Lakish says, Yish Kainem. So the Kerem Revai belongs to the Ganovim, who stole the Kerem Revai. Now let me ask you, Reish Lakish, so how could the Tznuim be Mechalal, the Kerem Revai that belongs to the Ganovim? The whole Tznuim could say, no, they all you don't need Bershusai. You don't need Bershusa, not Bershusa, it could also be Magdish, fine. But there's a new problem over here. The problem isn't that the Kerem Revai is not Bershusa, that's not the only problem. There's a much bigger problem. The Kerem Revai did not belong to the Tzlim anymore. Stam Gneva Yish Bailam. So the Kerem Revai belongs to the Ganovim. So how could the Tzlim be Magdish? So Kochach is Eiskishpah that the Tznuim hold Yish is not Koine. So Reish Lakish doesn't have an Ilan to be Seimachan. Reish Lakish says, I hold Yish is Koine. Moses said, well, you hold Yish is Koine. So how it's gone to be Higdish? What's the case of gone to be Higdish? If there was Yish, it belongs to the Ganev. So Reish Lakish says, no. I hold like the Tznuim. The Tznuim hold that you don't need Bershusai. But the Tznuim hold Yish is not Koine. I mean, you're dancing on two chasanes. If you hold like the Tznuim, so the Tznuim hold Yish is not Koine. So, and if you don't hold like the Tznuim, so the Nigna can be Magdish. So you don't have anyone that holds like you. So what's Pshat L'Reish Lakish? I hold like the Tznuim. You don't know. The Tznuim don't hold like you, though. The Tznuim hold that Yish is not Koine, and you hold Yish is Koine. So there's not one Tana that holds like you. So what are you saying? So that's it. So the Tznuim are not like you. This is not like you. No one is like you. That's Taisis Kasha. But Tznuim Achalin Af Achi Yish. Dostam Neiv Avi Yish Bailam. Kabon Ad Rav Shimon. Im ken kosav itznuim de yush lekoni breish lokish meide ve nyochel ahagdish ache yush the bailam can be magdish after yush to sov a yush kaina ve chitei medav a yush alay medas. Oh, maybe we'll say like this by the tznuim it's yush alay medas sheinem yoidem im loktem lav. So the mail it's very good. That means even though stam gneve is yush, but that's if he does it was stolen. The Tznuim did not have a video that told them when it got stolen. So they didn't know. They were in the house. They never knew when it was stolen. So Mamele, even though Stam Gneva Yush Bailam, if they would have been aware of it, they would have been Miyayish. But they weren't aware of that it was stolen at that minute. So since they weren't aware, so it's Yush Lemedas Lehavi Yush. So it's Givaldik. So So there was no Yiddish. So there's no Yiddish, so it's Shalai. Oh, so we see a raya that, so we can say that the Shlokish holds like the Tzli. Chitayma da v'yir shalai medas, sheinim yoidim em lochtem lav, agabi tamri de zikem rinim eilam metziyas, kivin de shrichi de natri choshim yish medas. The Gemara says in Bob Metziyah that if a person has tamarim, which the wind will blow off, and when the wind blows it off and it falls into the road, so the bailam is miyayish. So the Gemara says, even though there he also doesn't have a video to know when they fell off, but the Gemara says it's a yish because people know that the wind blows and it throws and it blows off tamarim. So we say mikor yush miyayish, since he knows. So there's a yish, there's an automatic yish, even though he didn't know exactly when the wind blew off the tamarim. So Mamela Zuktais, since you know that there's Ganovim in the world, so there should be an automatic Yush. So Mamela, we're back where we start. It's not called Yush Alay Medad. This is called a real Yush. Yeshloima, the Hochelo Shriach Kulai, she Yilkitu. No, the Ganovim are not like a wind. She Reim in a Bailim. Le Domi Le Tamri de Zike, Mela Bechoshev Yush Shalay Medad. So Tyson says, no, the statistics are not the same. Tamri de Ziki, the statistics are that there's Roy Pomim, there's Tmorim that get blown off the tree. So since the Bailam are aware of this, so we have an automatic Yush, even though they were unaware, Lamaisa, when the wind blew it off. Masha'en kein ganovim is not such, statistically, it's not such a shrir de gezach, because they're afraid to steal. So memele, so tak a yish alay medas, which lay have a yish. So memele, so there's no yish. So lamaisa, the kerem revai still belongs to the bailim, to the tznuim, and therefore they could be mechalal. Afilu leman de oma yish le medas have a yush. Leo yish le medas have a yush. Lameima de tznim sovri kerab shimen. The oma de stam gneva le have a yush bailam. So say another terrace. We'll say that the Reish Lakish holds that the tznim held like a shimen, that stam gzele yush bailam, not stam gneva yush bailam. So memele. So the Stamas they know Yish. So Mamela, it's only Ainu Bishusai. And we see the same hold that you can be Mechala Dova Shainu Bishus. The Im Taima, Frek Taisvis. The Heichi Medame Hegdish Lechilu. How the Gemara compare that just like the Tnuyim hold, you could be mechalal something that is shaloi ve'enei b'shus. They were mechalal their kerem revai, even though it was not b'shusam. So the tnuyim hold, you could be magdish your behemah, even though it's not b'shusam. So we are comparing that hegdish as ilchis chilo. And whatever you could be mechalo, you're able to be magdish. And if you can be mechalo adover sheni b'shusay, so you should be magdish adover sheni b'shusay. Like Taisvis, how do you compare the two things? They're two different chalo. The two different chaloisim. Can yochel avolei avol pishin yochel lahagdish peirish shal chaveiroi yochel lahagdish hegdish shal chaveiroi k'demash mebarei she'isharab. A person, I can't be magdish. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a field. So Shimon will say, I'm magdish Reuven's field. It's a galechta. You can't be magdish Shimon. Shimon can't be magdish Reuven's field. It doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. In order to be magdish, it has to belong to you. You have to possess it. That's a din in hegdish. What is the din if Reuven was magdish's field? Could Shimon be paid it? Yeah, Shimon can be paid it. So we see
that Pidyon does not have the same guidelines as Hekdesh. I cannot be Magdish, Shimon cannot be Magdish Reuven's field, but if Reuven was Magdish's field, Shimon can be Poided. So you see, you need Bailis for Hekdesh, and you don't need Bailis for Pidyon. So what's the Gemara comparing? The Tznuyim were Mechalo, that's a Pidyon Azah. So Chilu, you don't need Bailis. Hekdesh, you need Bailis. Now proving it to you from Hekdesh. I can't be Magdish Reuven's field, but I can be Poyder Reuven's field. Kedemash me bereisha isha rabbe. The comma, the Gemara says, Ikdushes domim. The Gemara is speaking about an Eidechad over there. If an Eidechad would come and say, Shimon would come and say, that Reuven's field that was Hekdesh became Nifdeh, will believe Shimon,
so the din is that we'll believe Shimon that Reuven was paid to his field. So the Gemara says, but it's Eidecho Keneged Ischazik. So the Gemara says, since it's Biyodai of Shimon to be paid to the field, so there's no Chesoron of Ischazik. This is a Chazoke. Acheskas Isser, that is beyond the aid to be misalik, this Cheskas Isser, he could be paid it himself. So he has an amonis to say that Reuven was paid it. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is speaking about in the din of Eidecha Neman Bisur. But Al Kaponim, you see from the Gemara that Shimon is bekayach to be paid the Reuven's karke. Moses, the yodai liftoise. Shimon is saying the Reuven was paid it. And it's eidech k'neged ischazik. So Moses says, no, but since it's biyad Shimon to be paid it himself, so there's no chesaron of ischazik, so Shimon is never to say that Reuven was paid it. Fine. About kaponim, you see, you don't need bailes to be paid the Hekdesh. Bikdushas Hagufi, Didei, Mashmi, the Bikdushas Tomim, Ein Chilik, Bein Didei, Lechavrei. I just wanted to mention a Ha'ore, Taisvis found a Gemore, Yevomis, that it would seem that one could be Poide someone else's karke, even though it's not his. That's what Tosfos found. L'chayre, there's enough in the pasuk. A pasuk in Chumash. Im lo yigoyel, it says, if the Bailim won't be paided, so someone else could be paid the Hekdesh. Why does Tosfos have to bring a mashmois from a Gemara in Yevomis? It's a pasuk in Chumash. But Rashi in Sukkah says that Bemison is two different Sedorim. There's a Seder of Chilul, and there's a Seder of Mekech and Memka. There's a Seder of Geula is Pidyon, and Grad the Pasuk is speaking about that the Bailim is Poide. There's a din of Pidyon that he's Poide the Hekdesh, not he's buying it off Hekdesh. He's Poide, he takes off the Kedusha. And then, and the Bailim is Moisef HaChaymesh. Then it says, v'nimka b'kecha, that someone else can buy it. So, b'emison, if we learn Chumash, all we see in Chumash is that a bailim could be poide, and someone else could purchase it. But in you learn Chumash, it's not muchach that someone else could be poide. That you don't have a posik in Chumash. So that's why Tosfos said to find a mashmois in a gemara in Yevomis. The Gemara says, "Biyodai lifdoisai." I said that the Baile was poide. You should believe me because it was biyodi lifdoisai. Maybe the Gemara's lavdavke. Maybe the Gemara means biyodai lalokai. Maybe you can't. But the Mashmois is biyodai lifdoisai. So Tosfos found a Gemara in Yevamos that even though I'm not a Bailim, I could also be Mechalel de Kedusha. So Tosfos says, so you see clearly that Siluk HaKedusha and Natfosas HaKedusha are two different things. I can't be Magdish Yenim Skarke, but through Pidyon I can be Mesalik de Kedusha from Yenim Skarke. That's Tosfos Kashya.